With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump administration hit Iran with a new round of sanctions. Greg Clunkston with that report.
The newly imposed sanctions are aimed at people and companies accused of enabling Iran's ballistic missile program, drone production, and illicit oil sales. They come as the Trump administration presses Iran to make a deal ahead of nuclear talks scheduled for Thursday in Geneva, and as the U.S. builds up its largest military presence in the region in decades. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says a Ukrainian delegation is set to meet on Thursday with President Trump's envoys. That's ahead of another round of trilateral talks to be held with Russia. Ukraine's negotiator Rustam Umerov will hold talks with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner in Geneva. China and Germany have pledged to deepen ties despite differences over Russia's war in Ukraine. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz held talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing. The Department of Justice is responding to accusations that it illegally withheld some interviews that would have appeared in the Jeffrey Epstein documents. Jennifer King with details.
This comes days after several news organizations noted that the public records left out summaries of a series of FBI interviews with the woman who came forward after Jeffrey Epstein's arrest in 2019. The unidentified woman claimed to have been sexually assaulted by Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein in the 1980s when she was a minor. The story was first reported by journalist Roger Sullenberger. In a post on social media, the DOJ says it is reviewing files that have been flagged by the public and will publish them consistent with the law, but they did not explain why records related to this specific accusation might have been withheld. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is SRN News. Vanderbilt University Medical Center gets out of the transgender business.
The hospital is just the latest to stop providing sex change operations for fear of being cut off from federal funding by President Trump. But Vanderbilt is a notable case because it was there in 2022 that one of its executives was caught on video defending sex change operations because, quote, these surgeries make a lot of money. The president has vowed not to let any taxpayer dollars be spent on medical procedures designed to help persons live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
The World Council of Churches is condemning the violence in Myanmar, where both the government and rebel fighters have targeted Christians. A predominantly Mennonite village in the western part of that country was bombed earlier this month. General Secretary Jerry Pillay says these ongoing attacks are grave violations of international law, of human dignity, and the sanctity of life. This is SRN News. Republican Congressman Barry Moore of Alabama says that Americans will start to realize progress made on taxes as they file their taxes.
So for us, I think on April 15th, when these families start seeing the tax refunds are going to get in the big, beautiful bill, the largest tax cut in the history of this nation. So those are things I think that we'll see play out. Obviously, inflation's down. We talked about that. It's the 1.7% for the last 3 months of the last year.
Congressman Barry Moore of Alabama. FIFA President Gianni Infantino says he has complete confidence in Mexico as a World Cup co-host, despite days of cartel violence in that country that has left at least 70 people dead. FIFA says Mexico can still safely co-host the World Cup despite deadly cartel violence linked to a top drug lord's death, the unrest following the death of Nemesio Ruben Osaguero Cervantes, known as El Mencho. More details at SRNNews.com.